So, welcome and thanks, Stefan, for being on this call and agreeing to present at our Cabo event in late February. And everybody, I think, knows how great of a copywriter you are, but a lot of people might not know that you've really figured out AI at a different level, how to talk to it. And your teaching is going to be kind of a combination of the two. And why don't you tell them the title we came up with for this event?
I think we have the robot maybe bye, and then it's uncovering the true and hidden motivations of your market. Something in that realm, I think, is what
Yes,
we had,
using
but
AI.
which is using AI, of course.
That's good. Kind of, yeah, in a baby bathwater events, we ask people who are good at things not to do a canned speech. So it's kind of a back and forth. So it's pretty cool. So the title might change, but we're going to cover kind of the same things, which is using this technology and your, what do you call it? You have emotional marketing, like before AI, like kind of you're mixing your core sauce with the AI is what I'm kind of understanding.
Like I think that for all of marketing, and whether we're talking about like copywriting or really just connecting authentically as a brand with your audience, I've talked about something called emotional response marketing
Yes.
and the idea of, whereas direct response is getting someone to take a direct external action, like click here, buy now. Emotional response is the idea of getting someone to feel an internal reaction, right? And it sounds kind of like hokey, but it's really powerful and proven. And it's something I've actually, I've done it a lot with like everything from attorney generals who are running for Senate recently to, kind of top Paul Saladino, like that kind of methodology, and his team used it for stuff with Carnivore, and I've used it personally as well. So, but with AI, now we're able to get, funnily enough, right? I know it seems weird to people who aren't on the AI bandwagon as much, but like you can really get into your prospect's head in the conversation in their mind in just a way deeper way. And then because of that, you can connect with them emotionally on a much deeper level too. So, that's a part of what we're going to be talking about for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And then also we're talking about this isn't just for copywriters. So as a founder of a company, like might be at 20 million, what's the scale using these tools and getting to the emotional response marketing? It isn't just copy, it's a whole way of languaging and messaging.
100%. Like, really, we were talking about this before. Like, all marketing, like, it turns out you need kind of words and communication in your marketing, right? And also images, and images are kind of like a visual medium of communication, ultimately, right? They're conveying feelings, emotions, and all those sorts of things. And so, I don't look at this as something that's for like copywriters, or even people who care that much about copy, but it's for people who want to really build their audiences and build a deeper connection and expand their audiences to resonate with more people, both in their core demographic or if they want to expand out to other demographics. It's like words are just sort of the medium, that are often used. But yeah, I would definitely clarify that it's not copy specific at all. It's really about understanding, it's like,
It's gonna be fun. So you mentioned something called the Karen bot.
yeah. So that's one of
So,
the things. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that we've been playing with, and by we, it's myself and my two partners at CA Labs, which is like sort of an agency slash we're now building some SaaS products and stuff. And I love it because we're basically just, the labs thing is really accurate. Like we're just these like co mad scientists essentially, right? Playing with stuff all day. One of the things we've come up with is this like Karen bot, which we've already gone through multiple iterations of. And so by the time Cabo comes around, I imagine it'll be even more sophisticated, but this is like a no code type thing. Anyone can do it, but essentially you just get, AI to become like a Karen, to become like the most kind of stubborn, like tough, avatar that would be in your target market, that has objections, that is really skeptical, that has a bunch of deep-seated sort of baggage that they're not willing to express. And you can get AI to play that role, specific to your market, your brand, your business, and have conversations, and even get it to uncover. You can uncover a lot of insights, and we've tested this, and they're very valid and accurate. Because that's always the question is like, well, it's AI, it's not human, and no one's ever saying like human connection is not extremely important. That's why we go to events like Baby Bathwater and Cabo. But at the same time, it's really profound in a way, because you can just it you'll end up uncovering these hidden objections that are very resonant and that are very real, but that, unless you're calling a ton of your customers, having long conversations, doing all of these sorts of things, it's really hard to normally get those. And so, sorry, I make sure I didn't freeze. My screen froze for a second, but I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just one of the things we're doing, but it's pretty cool.
That's very cool. I could see how it could go into, like, if you're a founder or the talking to your marketing team, instead of having to do surveys, or like I used to hire psychologists. I have a lot of, that's kind of my background.
Right.
I'd pay like a high level shrink who had the type of clients that I want to sell to. And I'd say, give me an hour of your time instead of therapy, give me insights into the customer. So this is kind of how, and this is having your most difficult customer to give you like insights you'd never have. So then you can maybe change your product, change your communications around that. So you can satisfy that with all these surveys and focus groups and those kind of things. That's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, there's so many cool ways you can do that. I mean, there's a tool called like Crystal, like I think it's Crystal AI. But basically, you know, this is just an example of where it goes to people's LinkedIn pages, pulls their, I think it's like their Myers-Briggs or their DISC or one of those profiles. And then, sorry, man, I keep getting phone calls and my phone, my screen keeps freezing. And I just put my phone on flight mode so that I wouldn't get one, but apparently I didn't because my phone still rang. So I'm like, I don't know what is happening. Turn off Wi-Fi too. So hopefully nobody reaches out to me. Sorry, I know I'm in the middle of a podcast. But like, yeah, so basically it'll look and it'll basically give you your, again, I can't remember if it's Myers-Briggs or Kobe or one of them, but it'll basically score and it's 95% accurate on like getting somebody sort of like that profile. And then it could show you like, how you have your profile. So it's like, all right, how you guys, where you're alike, where you're different. You know, if you're going to reach out to this person, like things you would focus on, things you wouldn't focus on, like points of conversation, right? But what's really, when you think about it, so you can take those same types of ideas and essentially do, you know, personality tests, like Myers-Briggs tests, whatever it is for like large segments of your demographic based on data you have. And then you can really understand, going back to the motivators and drivers, like in their psychological and psychographic profiles on such a deep level. And so the Caring Bot thing is an example of that, but there's a bunch of others want to talk about when we get to Calvo, because I'm just excited about it.
I love Caring Bot. And we also gonna talk about, we were talking earlier about building a buyer.
Yes.
Using AI. Explain that one.
Yeah, so that's like another framework where, actually this is really cool because it was like a bunch of steps and it was kind of a pain in the butt. Now it's just really like one really long prompt where you actually don't even put in that many variables. Obviously you're kind of like, this is my market. Like there's some context, things like that you do add into it. But it really builds like a very detailed, like psychographic avatar. And actually, and then we tell like, okay, I'm able to find more of these avatars. So it's basically these personas, right? Which is going back to like, you know, forget copywriters, like, you know, sophisticated companies have been paying consultants to go build these sort of personas of their target market and like what they like, what they do on a typical day, like all of those things for, you know, forever. But with AI now, like you can get extremely detailed ones that are just, you know, phenomenal. And it takes like, you know, 15 minutes and it's not your time, even it's AI's time running it. Yeah. And, you know, like we shared, it's funny. One of the, after the first iterations, one of the guys in whatever, it doesn't matter who he is, but he's an agency owner. They do like 20 million plus per year in ad spend. Right. So again, going back to the copywriter thing, he runs an agency, but he did it for a woman who wanted to hire his agency in a niche that they had no knowledge about, and he ran it and the woman was just like blown away. And she's like, you know, like, oh my God, like, how do you know about it? And it was kind of like a feminine, like intimate feminine type of thing that she was doing. And like, she's like, does your wife like have this problem? Like, you know what I mean? She's like, and this is a woman who's like, you know, her whole life is devoted to this. And she felt like he understood her like better than, you know, anyone else she'd ever talked to. And he got the business and he was like, you know, we'll pay you guys like $10,000-$15,000 a pop to do these. And like, it could be a whole business, but it's not our core business, but I'm just going to, we'll teach that there. But
I love it.
It's really cool. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Now, we have a lot of agency owners in the group and we were just having a mastermind and they were like, a lot of them niche out so they can actually understand the audience coming in. And they were talking about the struggle of when they get a client outside of the niche, how to get up to speed, how to train their team, because they don't know the thing. So this would accelerate that as an agency owner, because you could expand your client base.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That. And then when you go into a new market and you want to come up with creatives or, you know, you're looking at all that, it's like, you know, you've got endless sort of language to use. Like you've got sort of things to focus on, you know, ideas for angles and so everything, 100%.
I love it. Actually helped us a lot. Very cool. So the last thing is like executing on all this stuff. I think everybody, they're like, great, I know my customer now. I know my Karen and I've got holes in this thing. And now I have this I know the people. How do you use AI to execute more effectively with less people? Every founder's dream. Like, I think that's what we're going to talk about, is the execution part of how can we use it to create better things and reduce the amount of people we have doing all this.
Yeah, 100%. And there's obviously a lot of different ways. I mean, like, there's like on the marketing side, like, you know, even coming up with like new hooks, new angles, things like that to test in your marketing. Again, not even copy specific, but with ad creatives, you know, the emails you send out. Sometimes, yes, also copy though. Like, I just like, I'm doing a workshop and I basically took the email, took a sales letter I'd written for my copywriting course from the day and used Claude and basically was like, check out the sales letter, like, look at the structure. All right, now look at this email. Now write me a new sales letter. And it's like a 3,000 word sales letter. That's phenomenal. Like, it's creepy how much it sounds like me. And it took like a few minutes. So if you do use sales letters, you could do the same thing though with landing pages, right? You can do more variants, more split tests, like all these sorts of things. And so there's the whole exponential efficiency, because you're like exponentially more efficient at all of your marketing and your processes and your people. Same thing for visuals, obviously, whether it is coming up with ideas for visuals, like are actually having them generated, right? And getting visual creatives or things that go on your website, visual cues. And then of course you can get into, you know, all kinds of automations and like there's even no code stuff. And like, you know, the new thing with GPT-4 Pro, whatever, like the app is like, you can literally take a picture of something, right? And I saw one yesterday where a guy took a picture of like a mock-up for a SaaS and was like, hey, write the code. And then like it basically wrote the code in Python that the guy then deployed and was showing it, like using it. And it was like pretty good. So while I'm not a coder, you know, I mean, playing with that stuff, and there's just so many ways to build really like fast lean prototypes of things. And one more too, like, I mean, going back to that, like, oh, I mean, another one's bots, obviously, right? Because again, if you can build these bots, which are really easy, they have that, they know who your the personas are that are part of your target market. And then you take the bot, and then like, now it's not just about like a customer service bot, right? You know, that sort of like does a few limited functions. It's like they can have deep, like kind of emotional conversations, you know, if you're comfortable with that. And but it's true, and it connect. And there's more, I don't want to fire hose everybody, but there's so we'll talk about kind of what those actual, how do we specifically do that? And I'm all about efficiency and like just ease. Like I'm kind of like lazy. That's what I realized. So even all the stuff I'm figuring out, like, it's like, it's not because I'm like, we talked about you and I, like, money's like, I like making money, but that's not my biggest motivator.
Right.
It's more its impact, but also it's like, I just love doing things like faster and easier and less of my time, you know, being taken up. I hate my time being wasted. That's actually my biggest pet peeve, is like my time being wasted. Like, it's the one thing you can never get back. And this gives me back so much more of my time, these things. And for any business owner, you know, who doesn't want more time and more hours in the day be able to do whatever you want to do, right? Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. This call is weird because it's like late September. It's going to be in February. So we can't get that specific because everything you're going to teach is going to change dramatically along these themes.
Yes.
Right? Because in 4 months, it's going to change. So this is as good as we can do for right now. But it's going to be around these subjects, but designed for the founders.
Right? Yeah. And
the big challenge.
Sorry. 100%. And and whenever I present, like, this is not like a canned thing that I already have and that I'm going to go make a few tweaks to. Like, it's going to be, you know, made custom for people at Baby Bathwater. And it's going to be, frankly, I won't finalize it until like probably a week before, because it's like a lot of these processes stay the same, but a new tool might come out that makes it way better. Right. And there's just, and we're constantly improving. Like I said, the whole laboratory type of idea, like, it's really true. And so whatever you get in February is going to be like the best stuff that we're doing, you know, at that time. Yeah. And then I'm all about that abundance. So I also don't kind of like hold stuff back, obviously. So yeah.
That'd be awesome. Well, I know your time is valuable. And I hated to bug you even to do this. No, I know you're busy. No, I appreciate the time. And I mean, yeah, it's cool. You'll be here. We've never been to an event. So I've tried to get you there for a while. So end of February, if you guys want to hang out with you live in more of a very, very relaxed environment, it'll be in Cabo. It'll be kind of fun to see you in the wild with all our crazy people. That'll be a fun thing.
It'll be really fun. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'll let you go. I think that, you know, giving me your time, and the internet glitches are no big deal. And we'll see you in February. And anybody who has any questions, let us know.